I'm now joined by former Olympic athlete and also longtime Gold Mile organiser. He's Pat Hooper. He's going to be talking to us about Gold Mile's campaign for this festive season. So good afternoon, Pat, and thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, thanks very much, and I'm delighted to be on the show.
Oh, you're most welcome. The pleasure is all ours, Pat. First of all, just for the sake of our listeners, tell us all about Gold Mile, when and how it was set up and how it works and what's involved.
The Gold charity was started up by John O'Shea way back in 1977, and it's a sports-orientated third world charity. So in 1978, John decided to have a Gold Mile, and the first Gold Mile was held on the old UCD track in Belfield. And after that, Gold Miles mushroomed all over the country. And the ideal day to hold it is on Christmas Day, but other Gold Miles have been held within the week of Christmas, and there'll be quite a few held this Sunday and then on St. Stephen's Day, but the bulk of them will be held on Christmas Day.
So all funds raised from the 2018 Gold Mile will go towards Gold's work with the developing world and also emergency parts as well, such as Syria, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Zimbabwe and so on. Would that be right? Okay.
That'd be very much so, yeah.
Okay.
And fairness to Gold, it follows the crises all over the world and it tries to help out, you know. And the Gold Mile is probably its biggest fundraiser of the year. And there will be 130 Gold Miles throughout the country. But the biggest Gold Mile in our area will be the Gold Mile in St. Anne's. And it starts at 11 o'clock and it's a charge down the main avenue in St. Anne's Park. It starts at the Civil Hill end and finishes at the mound.
Okay, right. Hello. So, how much do you expect to raise this year, roughly, compared to last year?
Well, for the last couple of years, we've raised €7,000. So we're always hoping, athletes are always out to improve, but if we make €7,000 this year, we'd be very happy.
Absolutely.
And everyone, the entry fee is the donation to Gold. So at the start of the race at the Civil Hill end, there'll be buckets, and each competitor is expected to throw in their donation to Gold. And at the finish, there'll be a big clock, and everyone gets what exact time they did for the goal, for the charity.
Okay. So as you said already, it's all taking place across 130 locations in Ireland this year, and 19 in Dublin during the festive period. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Gold has programmes in 13 countries worldwide as well. I mean, that's a huge achievement, isn't it?
No, it's phenomenal, yes. The amount of work it does for the third world is phenomenal, and great credit must go to John O'Shea for his foresight in finding this charity. And he's always trying to delve into the sports-minded people of us and everyone else to try and ache that few bob out of them, you know. But it's a great satisfying thing for some people to do. But you don't have to be able to run the mile if you can walk the mile. But just come out and get a bit of air on Christmas Day and build up an appetite for the dinner, you know. So at 11 o'clock, in Civil Hill, I would reckon we'll have about 1,000 competitors at least, and hope for more. So there's a fantastic atmosphere too with the race.
I'd say so. And all events are organised and run by volunteers with the help of, you know, HQ Gold, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all the money should go straight to the Third World Charity, to the charities, you know. There's very little administrative costs. Any administrative cost for the Raheny one is borne by Raheny Shamrock Athletic Club, you know.
Yeah.
And so every penny that we collect will go straight to Gold. There'll be no expenses taken out of it, you know.
Right. So this is the 37th year of Gold Mile in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so many years. It's wonderful. And the majority of Gold Mile events, as you mentioned already at the start of our programme, they take place, all of the Gold Mile events, they take place on Christmas Day, St. Stephen's Day and New Year's Day, apart from a couple of them that are for the whole week of Christmas. So would you like to go through the various events and venues happening this year? You can always just focus on the ones happening on this side of the Liffey, north side ones of Phoenix Park, if you like.
The main ones are the Phoenix Park and in Santry Stadium. Santry Stadium and the Phoenix Park, they they run smaller miles, so if you go along at 10:30, they'll set off 20 or 30. Whereas in Raheny, we set off everyone together. So it's a fantastic spectacle to see the charge of all the runners running down the main avenue in St. Anne's Park. The runners, joggers, walkers, everybody, you know. So it's that's a fantastic spectacle. And there's other ones through the north side. Unfortunately, you haven't got the list with me at the time, but if you check the website or any of the papers, they will have all the venues under the sporting fixtures. But there's quite a few on the north side. But I would like most of your Near FM listeners came to St. Anne's Park.
Yes, of course. I suppose, though, the other big one, and I know that the one on Raheny is the biggest, but I think there's one on Malahide Castle on Christmas Day.
There's one in Malahide Castle as well, that's relatively new compared to the Raheny one. Raheny one actually has been going since 1972. Before, we used to do it for local charities, and then in the early 80s, we've been running it for goal, you know, so it's... And as well as the Raheny one, it's a race as well, and there's prestigious trophies for the first man and woman across the line, and people take great pride in actually winning it as well. So you can run as fast as you like or as slow as you like.
Yeah, leave it up to themselves. So if anybody wants to check up the full list, as you said already, it's all available on a website. I think there are two websites, aren't there?
Well, they're just find goal, and you'll have no trouble finding it on the...
Okay.
Either the website, just Google goal and you'll have no problem.
All right, okay. And if anyone is interested in taking part, all they have to do is just find out the date and the time of their local event and just turn up. You just have to turn up with your running gear or walking gear. Yeah, and of course make a contribution, whatever they can afford on the day if possible.
Don't forget to bring a few, I was going to say a few shillings, but I'm showing my age now, a few euros.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Isn't it true, actually? Yeah, no, sorry, go ahead, Pat. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Go ahead.
It's just, it's a fantastic movement, you know. And as I say, unfortunately, the biggest one was in Belfield, but the powers that be decided to dig up the track a few years ago, you know. So an awful, the biggest goal mile was lost. But we have tried to... make it up in all the suburban areas, you know, and I'm hopeful now that we'll be very successful on no matter what the weather. Down the years, people have still come out, and we've had snow and we've had rain and we have had wind, but we've always still had a great turnout, so it's great credit to everyone who keeps coming out every year.
Absolutely, and actually it has become a tradition for many families and communities during the Christmas period over the years, hasn't it?
Same people keep coming back, and they're also bringing new people with them. But it gives you an incentive just to get up and get out, and everyone needs to get out on Christmas Day. Not only is it good for the body, it's also good for the mind.
Yes, of course, and you enjoy your Christmas dinner better having worked it up, you know, being out in the fresh air. Okay, Pat.
Thanks very much for having us on, and hopefully we'll see as many as possible at the various goal miles, and there'll be an extra big welcome for you in Raheny in St. Anne's on Christmas morning.
Thanks very much, Pat. And thanks again for joining us today. And from all of us here at Near FM, here's wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And good luck with Goal Mile, by the way. All the best to you. Take care and have a great day.
And thank you, too.
You're most welcome. Cheerio. Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Now, that was former Olympic athlete and long-term Goal Mile organiser Pat Hooper talking about the Goal Mile festive season campaign.